Hey, this is Brian Friedman with WWNO Radio and NOLAV.com. Today we're going to be talking about one of New Orleans and Louisiana's most important writers, the late 19th century author Kate Chopin. And we're lucky to have an expert on the topic with us today. She's Dr. Barbara Yuhl, Professor of English Emerita at Loyola University. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, just give us some quick background about Kate and where she was. She wasn't a New Orleans native, correct?
No, she wasn't. She married a New Orleanian. She was from St. Louis and grew up there. In 1869, they moved to New Orleans, where they proceeded to have five, six children. She did write a novel early on, and she had to self-publish it. So she quit writing novels, turned to the short story, had those successes. She only wrote The Awakening fairly late in her career. What turned out to be late in her career. She didn't know she was going to die young. But the story of The Awakening is about a young woman in her mid to late 20s who's married with a couple of kids, fairly well-to-do, living, spending the summers in Grand Isle, which, of course, many New Orleanians did to escape the fevers and so forth, and suddenly finds herself falling in love with a young man. And it startles her and surprises her. She doesn't quite know what's going on. And so she then becomes quite discontent with her life. And I don't want to give away the story, but the basic story is then how this young woman deals with a fairly limited situation in the late 19th century. What can a woman do when she's already confined in a marriage? Divorce is not really an option. She's in love with this other man. Oops. What do you do? And there's some very interesting pieces along the way that were quite radical for 1899.
Well, I was gonna ask you about the reaction to that, at the time.
Well, the reviews were actually not very good. They were actually mixed. The reviews said, "Oh God, Kate Chopin is such a wonderful writer. Why is she writing about this woman? And she doesn't really seem to give this woman much punishment for her." I hesitate to say immoral, but yeah, they did say that, for her immoral behavior. And so Chopin seems to have reacted rather with some shock to that. So a few months later, or not even, it was really less than a month after the publication of the book, she writes this. "Having a group of people at my disposal, I thought it might be entertaining, to myself, to throw them together and see what would happen. I never dreamed of Mrs. Pontellier making such a mess of things and working out her own damnation as she did. If I had had the slightest intimation of such a thing, I would have excluded her from the company. But when I found out what she was up to, the play was half over, and it was then too late." Now, if you really believe that's an apology, then I don't think you understand much about tone. But that was her retraction. In fact, the title, when it appeared in a national magazine, actually was Retraction.
It sounds like she was ahead of her time in terms of snark.
I think she might have been.
What do you think Kate Chopin would have to say about a lot of today's headlines?
I think she would be appalled, because there has been, in some ways, so little progress. One of my experiences in teaching women's studies has always been, as young people take a look at what our foremothers went through, they are astonished that we're still dealing with the same issues that we've been dealing with for hundreds of years, in fact.
That was Barbara Yuhl, Professor of English Emerita at Loyola University and author of the book Kate Chopin. Thanks for coming in, Barbara.
Thank you. My pleasure.